Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of development shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today, we're looking at three stories centered on neuroscience and immunology, from encouraging preclinical gene therapy data and a more convenient Alzheimer's treatment option to a major licensing agreement aimed at expanding autoimmune disease therapies. Our first story focuses on next-generation gene therapy for Alzheimer's disease. Voyager Therapeutics reported new 6-month non-human primate data showing that a single intravenous dose of its investigational AAV gene therapy produced sustained reductions in tau protein across key brain regions associated with Alzheimer's disease. The therapy, which delivers a tau-silencing RNA payload using Voyager's blood-brain barrier crossing technology, maintained broad central nervous system distribution and a favorable tolerability profile throughout the study. The findings further support plans to advance the investigational gene therapy into clinical development as researchers continue exploring new approaches beyond amyloid targeting. Next, the FDA has approved Leqembi IQLIK, the first subcutaneous initiation dose of lecanemab for patients with early Alzheimer's disease. Developed by Eisai and Biogen, the once-weekly auto-injector allows treatment to begin at home rather than through intravenous infusion, offering patients and caregivers a more convenient administration option. The companies plan a U.S. launch later this summer, marking another step toward expanding access to disease-modifying Alzheimer's therapies. And finally, Innovent Biologics and Spero Therapeutics have entered into a licensing agreement for IBI355, a CD40L targeting monoclonal antibody being developed for autoimmune diseases. Under the agreement, Spero receives exclusive rights outside Greater China to develop and commercialize the therapy, which has already shown encouraging early clinical data in Sjögren's disease. The companies plan to expand development into IgG4-related disease and potentially additional autoimmune indications, highlighting continued industry interest in targeted immune modulation. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.